Hello, and welcome to week two of the Amateur Experts Podcast. This is Kendall Goshorn.
This is Tate Mazima.
This is Josh McFall.
And we are your Amateur Experts.
Do we really have to lead in with that song? I hate it.
Yeah, we did. So, alrighty. Well, hey, we just wanted to get off a quick, just a quick introduction. For those of you joining us for the first or the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We had three or four people listen. One or two, including my mom, all the way through. So
she's officially our biggest fan. She asked us all out on a date.
Josh's mom is actually officially our biggest fan. Oh.
Wow. Oh. That's a good start to this week's podcast, right?
Oh. All righty. That's enough, My name is Kendall Goshorn, and I'm 22 years old. Tate, don't say single. Well, I am. Single. I work at a church, and I'm really into kind of enjoy that. That's most of my life. I don't have much going on besides that.
That's true.
Yeah, I know. I live with him.
Tate does live with me, and
I refuse to live with him.
Tate used to live with Josh, so we're all kind of attached like that.
It's like a triumvirate or triangular relationship of some sort, and not
even a word.
It is a word. It has tri in front of it.
And then we have Tate over there, Tate Mazima.
Hey guys, linguist. I'm still in school, really trying to wrap up this degree thing. I'm on the, I probably call it like the 6-year plan, you know, but I will graduate soon and be out in the real world, trying to make money in the media industry, movie type thing.
Awesome. Well, yeah, this is Josh again. I'm on probably more like a decade plan or 15-year plan. I'm not really sure. I may graduate. I may not. Not real sure. I'm not in school right now because I failed out a couple times, and you kind of owe them money usually if you fail out.
Yeah, it's not funny, is it?
It's really not funny. I don't know why you're smiling so with such oomph. But, yeah, I work at Fidelity Investments, or maybe just a random investment firm that is undisclosed. That I have, my opinions do not relate to their belief systems.
Please don't fire him.
I just got a promotion, so I don't think they're gonna fire me.
Oh, happy birthday and a good promotion.
Oh yes. Oh, thanks for all the wall posts for my birthday.
It is Josh's birthday. He's 25 years young.
24.
24 years
that's
young.
Okay, it's all right.
So
you look dumb.
Well, I think it's important to say right off the bat. I don't know if we addressed this too much last week, but we all, me, I'm Kendall, Josh, and Tate, we do attend church, and so probably everything that we say on this podcast is going to be filtered through what we like to say the lenses of our spirituality. Josh wrote a really beautiful piece about his spirituality that I was going to ask him to read, but just know that coming into it, we're very open to discuss other things, I guess we believe that our way is the right way, but in a way that is very, very humble and open to talking about it.
Just one of the reasons why I think we chose Amateur Experts is because we all have opinions on everything, but we're definitely amateurs.
Yeah.
And we're broken individuals who are up for you to email us all the bad things that we say and you rebuke us openly. Just let us know where we're wrong.
AmateurExperts@gmail.com.
We spell it wrong too.
AMA.
You're warming up to that, aren't you, Josh?
No, I'm not warming up to that. So, anyway,
and we definitely encourage the three listeners that we have to please email us. We got an email last week from Rebecca Apple.
Ooh, yeah, shout out.
And John Curton.
Yeah.
I don't know if we shout out for you.
Oh, we also got one from Jonathan Jordan. That was
Jonathan Jordan. What's up? So we got three people that listened to it all the way through. That's great. If you actually email us this week, we'll give you some sort of a prize. Tate will take care of that.
Okay. But yeah, we're going to let Josh go ahead and read what we believe, and we're going to break it down.
All right, so spirituality, this is what we're going to call it. I am a Christian, most closely defined by the reformist theology of Augustine and John Calvin. Most notable pieces of our theology have to do with the depravity of man and God's divine sovereignty when it comes to election. The Bible is the infallible word of God given to us through the writings of man in reaction to God's divine presence. based on historical evidence and the incomprehensible cohesiveness of the Old Testament with the New Testament scriptures, we believe them to be paramount in understanding God's will for his loved ones. Based on personal research that I have done, Josh, not as a group, I have found that the Reformist collection of the scriptures are to be the accurate word of God. So the additional books added by various other religious groups and denominations hold little to no historical proof and are non-cohesive with the rest of scripture.
And in English?
Well, and that's what we get to talk about.
I mean, yeah, what does it mean when it boils down to it?
What it means is, basically, I think where we find all of ourselves as human beings, no matter what religion you come from, is that we feel like something's wrong and we feel like we should do something about it.
That's where depravity comes in, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, we feel like there's something we're doing wrong or we're not doing right or there's something we could be doing better.
And is that a blanket statement across all humankind?
Yes. All mankind. Every one of us can say, I could do something better. Or in life, I could give more. I could do whatever.
Be a better husband.
Be a better husband.
Father.
Yeah.
None of these things which I am. I mean, I don't know why.
So let me ask you this, just kind of playing the devil's advocate then. If every human being says this, then would it be a legitimate argument to say, well, maybe nobody's wrong then. Maybe there's nothing wrong if everybody's like this and everybody feels this way. I mean, is that a legitimate argument? I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, most of the world believes that, to say, well, there's more than one way. If I'm just a good person, I will be fine. Those who believe in some sort of afterlife, maybe heaven or the punishment of hell or just total annihilation, would say, if I'm just a good person, I'll be okay. Now, how do I be a good person? Well, there's Gandhi. He has so many ways to become a good person. Buddha has got so many ways to be a good person. Jesus, Muhammad, there's just so many people out there who claim to have the way to get to heaven or to survive this life and be a good person.
So it's not about like a list of things that you have to do that you wake up every morning and you're like, I did that.
Well, to some religions, yeah, it's
but
definitely
with,
that.
With what we believe, I mean.
Where we're coming from on this is we're taking a look at historical data. Okay, and we're looking at history. What are the oldest documents that we can get our hands on?
Wikipedia.
What are the oldest documents?
I believe those would be ancient scrolls.
Ancient
is the word you're looking
scrolls.
For?
Sorry.
Yeah, stories. Do you know? Let's talk about the Iliad, for instance. Do you know how long ago the Iliad was actually written down versus when it was created?
No.
I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but I can tell you that it was the documents that were written in relation to when the story was created were several hundred years apart from one another, to that's where we can prove. So the actual story of the Iliad is probably nothing like the original told story. Mm-hmm. Each generation would add in their own thing. Each generation would do this until finally somebody wrote it down, some poet who could actually write. So scriptures, how far back of scriptures can we go to determine how accurate they are?
I mean, to the beginning
30
of
years.
The world, right?
Some of them we can go back to 30 years.
30 years?
30 years from the day it was written.
Oh, I thought you were like 30 years ago. I'm like, what? Dude.
No. No, some of the scriptures we could go as close to 30 years on. We could say we know this scripture was written at this time, at this place, and it was duplicated. And we've gotten as close to 30 years. No one ever questions the Iliad. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't think the author really said that. But everybody questions how we talk about the Bible,
right?
Scriptures, New Testament scriptures. Those are New Testament scriptures, by the way, I'm referencing as far as the 30 years.
This may be a useless fact, as I'm thinking through, I think it is. But I heard somebody say once that there's actually more historical proof that Jesus existed than there is that Abraham Lincoln existed, which is weird for me.
Boom.
Bam. That's how it is, but he's in our history books. But if you think about it, I mean, the weight that carries, because we feel like nobody doubts Abraham Lincoln, but and not a whole lot of people would say Jesus never existed, but it's just interesting that there's so much historical proof that he existed.
Yeah, and his story, the historical facts we have on him are exactly, I use the word cohesive a lot apparently, but exactly in line, parallel to Old Testament scrolls, Old Testament scriptures. The prophecies that are there, they all line up. So historically, we can look back on these scrolls that we've found and that we've traced them back even closer than stuff, you know, prized poets or poetry like the Iliad, and we could say historically, this is trustworthy. We can believe this. So when the rest of the world says there's more than one way to get to heaven, well, let's look at facts. Let's look at what we have in our hands and say, can you prove it better than this? And then there's a whole other topic on this, actually, on faith that plays in. Some people have the gift of faith, and they don't have to know all the historical data. So basically, where we are as a group, I believe, falls right here. And I've got this on my biography on Amateur Experts, our blog.
You want to hit that? Blogspot.com.
Blogspot.com. So it's there. You can read it, and you can.
And if you have anything to chime in or add or if you disagree or agree with some parts of this, shoot us an email, amateurexperts@gmail.com, or post a comment on the blog or something.
We might post some books up too, so that you can do some research of your own.
There you go. And we're definitely up for discussion.
But we love Jesus is basically what we're saying right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's head over to another topic real quick. This one, I believe Tate brought to the board. It says, an Illinois governor is selling seats. I guess that's a Senate seat.
Yeah, not car seats.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, you see, it's really interesting. It just came out a few days ago. But apparently he thought he could make some money off of President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat, and he got caught by the FBI. But really, my whole point with this is I've never trusted politicians. I mean, maybe I've got something wrong with me. I'm going to have to get that fixed.
Is that frowned upon, selling seats to rather than being voted into it? I don't know.
I didn't vote this last time, but that's because I can't.
That's because you're African.
Yeah. Do they take, like, money at the door or anything you have to pay?
No, those were called Jim Crow laws, and that's basically the closest we have to that. Sorry.
But, yeah, so, I mean, really talking about, like, selling seats, that's kind of crazy that you want to make money off public service. And I know I say that sounding kind of naive, but people make money off public service all the time.
Yeah.
The fact that he thought that he wouldn't get caught or decided to do this is just, it's more frustrating and annoying to see that the people that we put in power, because he's elected by someone to be governor, people that we put in power turn around and stab us in the back and try make money off of the powerful position that they've been put. I don't think he's serving his state in any sort of way by trying to get someone to pay to be the senator, because it could be some rich dude that sucks at policy and sucks at representing the state, but just because he had $1 million in the bank, he's a new senator. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of people getting away with things that we didn't think they'd get caught with, let's just make a quick interjection. Definitely send our apologies out for some inaccuracies in the last episode. We were actually reading verbatim from websites, namely the one where we said it was like a 70-year-old granny, and it turned out to be a 34-year-old man that was...
The Walmart story.
The Walmart story. So apologize about that. And that'll just kind of be a format for us. We're not going to be super studied on a lot of the stuff. We're gonna do some research, but a lot of this is just going to be really frank, open discussion. Just kind of presenting it to the board. A lot of these topics we haven't heard before. We'll bring a couple to the table, and they'll be presented, you know, just
yeah.
Like
this is not this. I would hesitate to say this is your source of news. This is your source of entertainment.
Yes,
we have opinions on things, and hopefully we nail down our opinions. But it is a responsibility of ours to be as accurate as we can. But we appreciate the feedback on it. It definitely helps us out know, first of all, who's listening and how important it is. So definitely appreciate that. And we'll be careful in the future. But this is not a source of news as well, so don't take the stuff to the bank.
Don't take it to the bank.
Don't take it to the bank. Cool. Well, let's hop over to something else. This one, the guys might get mad at me because it's about me, but I I visited, I guess what you would call a natural doctor this week. I started getting kind of sick Sunday.
That like sounds down. Awfully like a witch doctor.
But yeah, I think it is. I'm not sure if there's a difference.
he performed a lot of rituals on you?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about a couple. Let me just tell you about the experience real quick. A lot of people that I work with have gone to this lady and claim just amazing results. And so Sunday, I was like, well, it's worth a try. I walk in. I met her Sunday at our church and talked to her for a few minutes. And then I came Monday and walked in. She was a very nice lady. And I was really skeptical about it. And so I kind of talked to her for a few minutes about how I was feeling, and she asked a few questions. And then she told me to stick out my hand, and she pulled out this vial and dropped three or four little drops, this clear potion, if you will, in my hand.
That sounds mysterious. I mean, clear potion.
Potion. That's my word to try to describe it. Then she told me to take my right index finger, rub it around three times clockwise in the palm of my hand, and I'm rolling my eyes and stuff, like, oh my lord. And then take that and rub it under my nose. And I did. And I'm here to say that come the next day, I was feeling just, you know, good as could be.
Is that why you were doing handsprings off your bed?
I was doing handsprings off my bed. Okay. So, I don't know. Maybe that has nothing to do with the reason I felt better, but I'm a believer. I mean, like, I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there. I was as skeptical as could be. But anyway, so this made me start thinking. I was like, well, maybe God created us to where we don't have to be so dependent on pharmaceutical products. Maybe he created us everything we need here on this earth. Any comments?
Yes. the pharmaceutical products are made from organic chemistry. They're made from herbs, from plants. They're made from things we can get out of the ground. They're made from organic things.
Let me ask you this. And this is ungrateful.
And no doctor would call it a potion. I'm just going to throw that out.
That's true. I don't believe that doctor who
calls it a potion.
Well, I don't believe this lady called it a potion at any time.
She must have had like a pointed hat.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. And I've heard this from several. I've heard this from several sources. Pharmaceutical drugs are not meant to cure a problem. They're simply meant to ease the symptoms. And if they cure a problem, they cannot fall under the category of drugs. And think about this. Drug companies don't want to cure the problems. They want to make you dependent upon the medicines you keep buying from them. And so a lot of them, and this was even told by the natural doctor, as in quotes, that those drugs typically just, I can't remember the exact words she used, but basically just said, ignore the problems. Whereas herbs and natural things will actually cure the problems and equip the body to do what it was created to do, to fix the problems.
I would still say that depending on what drug you're getting from the pharmacies and pharmaceutical practitioners, I'm going to vote most of those link back to some herbal...
natural.
Some. I don't think we're pulling these things out of the air. Like aren't just like, oh well, wonder what happens if you swallow metal. Oh, my cold's kind of gone. it's not that kind of thing. Okay,
but would you
so
not argue
I
that when you get a cold, you go get medicine to suppress the cough. It's called cough suppressant, not to get rid of the reason for the cough.
Well, are you talking about over
just
the counter drugs, or
I'm
are you talking
across
about
the board?
Okay, well, over-the-counter drugs, I can maybe agree with you on the fact that maybe they're not in the business to cure your ills. Maybe they're just there to treat the symptoms, and that's why they list all the symptoms on the box. So I'm okay with that thought, possibly. But as far as, you know, you going and getting some hardcore drugs that you have to get a prescription for, I'm going to vote that natural doctors, it's just another niche in the market.
It's like organic food.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me ask you this.
Going green.
And this is something I'm passionate about. I'm a type 1 diabetic. So I spend, there are people, my parents, that spend for me lots of money purchasing insulin. every month, and that keeps my blood sugar down, helps me manage my diabetes, but does nothing in turn to heal me from diabetes.
Yeah.
So here I am for the rest of my life spending $300 a month on insulin. Is that not right where the pharmacy companies want me? They're not doing anything to help cure the problem. They're just treating the outcome of the problem.
Well, first of all, Obama's going to get you free medication.
There we go. Then. All right. That's enough time of that. Hey, let's hop over down here to spiritual, to our spiritual topics. We actually already talked about that. Let's hop over here to entertainment. I think we were going to go. Let's look at iTunes top 10 songs right now, and we'll comment on them. Is that cool, guys?
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right. I'm just going to say lame to all of them, just so you know.
Okay. Our first song, number one this week, and this is according to the iTunes Music Store, is Circus by Britney Spears. Circus. Now, this is Britney Spears' first album out in maybe, what, a year or two?
I don't listen to Britney Spears. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Britney Spears has been quite the cultural, shall we say, phenomenon?
I would say phenomenon.
Definitely phenomenon.
What do you say? Phenomenon? That sounds like a good thing.
Not necessarily.
She's not necessarily a
John
bad
Travolta
thing.
Died at the end of that movie.
He did, but, I mean, Britney Spears is interesting, to put it in a word. You know, we could spend a whole episode on Britney Spears.
All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, regardless of what she's done and what social tragedies and catastrophes have happened, here she is on top of the music charts again. And she's got, I mean, a record that's, you know, number one right now.
I'm all about
people are into her. People still like her music.
I understand that. I'm all about the meaning of songs. What does the circus have to do with anything?
That's probably a listener decided.
Right. Listen, let's hop on this.
Now, speaking of meanings, this song, there is no question about what it means. If you don't catch the hint, Jay-Z, then you don't deserve.
If I get shot on my way to my car tonight, I'm coming back and get you.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Pretty self-explanatory. Beyonce, she's actually got two on the top 10 charts right now. Great song. I like it. It's cute.
It's catchy. It's not something you might want to admit that you like it. It's a guilty pleasure, maybe. I don't know. It's catchy.
I just want all the women out there to kind of email us and tell us what that song means to them. If you like what, put a ring
on it. I thought
what.
You were going
to
say which one of us
Tate is that
put
guy
a ring
I was
on.
Talking about that could not take a hint. It's pretty clear what this song is saying. So we'll hop on over to this one. This is Just Dance by Lady Gaga and Colby O'Donis. Is that how it's said?
Sure.
Maybe.
This sounds like a reject from the 80s.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
like,
we'll hop
don't
on.
Like it. Send it up in the future.
Colby O'Donis actually has two songs on top 10. Number four, right below it, is her and Akon, the Cardinal Offshell, with Beautiful.
I do not like Akon. Can I just say that?
I feel like Akon is like one of those guys that just has a couple lines recorded and you can just drag him and put him in your song because he's in everyone's song.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and that's a great because number four is with Akon. Number five, I would argue, would not be here without Akon. It's Kanye West, Love Lockdown.
I like Kanye.
He basically stole Akon's. He happened to do something that sounds very similar to what Akon does with the. I guess you would call it a pitch correction machine vocalizer. Don't argue with me. I was a recording.
Yeah, teacher. there's actually a real good name of that. Jacob Rice, email us that because he knows exactly what the machine is.
It's called a.
You don't know, Kendall.
So that's cool.
And can I just say that this album sounds the exact same the whole way through?
That's true. I bought it the day it came out, and I thought that. But although. If you're going to go running or working out, I think it's a fun workout album.
Yeah, next time I go running, I'm going to.
All right, next. And this is This is a. I love Taylor Swift. I'm not gonna lie. Taylor Swift love story. I'm probably Fearless.
How about we just skip this 30 seconds of the song?
I'm okay. Good with that.
I like it. So that's number six. Number seven is Heartless by Kanye West. I don't know if this is a different song.
It sounds like the exact same song like two songs ago.
Okay, they might have just changed the title.
I really think he was just trying to be like, hey, I wonder if I use the same beat for the whole album if people buy my album. And we just proved the point that we
did,
will.
Yeah.
We'll go out there
it's
and buy
funny
it.
You think this guy's the first guy who's done that.
Country music does
Country
that often.
Country music, reggae.
All right. Next, we got Beyonce again. If I Were a Boy. Which is another. This whole record must be like, hey, take a hit, dude.
Yeah, I think she's frustrated, to say the least.
I think she's desperate, and I need her number. I think if somebody just showed her a little attention, she'd be fine.
All right, quick. If you were a girl.
Uh-huh.
I can relate to that.
Tate, if you were a girl, one line.
If I was a girl, I would date me.
Okay, better line.
Line on what?
The song, if you had to rewrite this song to If I Were a Girl, and you have to make a line, and you have to make a line, and I'll make a line. What's your line, Tate? You're rewriting it.
If I were a girl. I think I would make you breakfast in bed.
Okay. Josh?
I would fulfill all your fantasies.
We'd have to be married for me to make breakfast in bed, though. Just disclaimer out there.
Okay.
Unless you're like the vampire line from Twilight.
Let's hop over to number nine real quick.
We're going there.
We got T.I. Live Your Life featuring Rihanna. Any comments? Any complaints?
I feel like it seems like for you to have a good song these days, you gotta find someone else to be on your song with you, because people don't seem to like you if you're by yourself.
Right?
Yeah, unless you're Britney Spears.
Okay, we got number 10. Number 10 is Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. Gosh. And one thing you should know about Katy Perry is that at one point she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Really? Wow.
I don't know how to take that.
I heard a rumor that she comes from a Christian home and her dad's something.
True. I heard her dad was
Christian
minister.
Something. Yeah. Pastor.
Isn't that the story for a lot of people?
Simpson, Mandy Moore, I believe.
Marilyn Manson.
There you go.
I don't think that's true.
Is that true?
I don't think so. I've read a lot of Marilyn Manson's biography.
He visited a youth group. That was the deal for him.
Yeah, well, he went to a private Christian school. It screwed him up.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was bad. You guys should check it out. Check out Marilyn Manson's biography. I don't care who you are, Christian, not Christian. It's a good biography.
I guess you should probably check out his website, too.
No, stay away from
it. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Just biography.
All right, let's hop over here real quick. We're going to go to the top 10 movies right now.
Are we going to do all 10 or like just 5?
We'll go through a few. We could do 5.
I just want you to get to Twilight so we can talk about it again.
Oh. Okay, well, that's number 2, so we're not far to go. Number 1 is Four Christmases.
I saw that. I thought it was... It's Vince Vaughn doing his Vince Vaughn thing.
Are all Vince Vaughn things the same? They're all the same movie?
It's pretty much the same movie. It's like stand-up comedy interspersed with other people talking. Does that even make sense?
No, it doesn't.
It's him talking really fast and saying funny
stuff.
Which
is hilarious.
It is hilarious. I like that. But
is Vince Vaughn the next Will Ferrell?
No.
Vince has already lost his moment being the next Will Ferrell.
Okay. Okay, number 2 is, and I'm sure nobody's heard, and we should just note this real quick. Four Christmases, last weekend, grossed $16,755 million.
You started with 1,000 and he went
I think
to
I meant
million.
To say 16
I don't know
million.
What he's saying.
Gross today to $69 million, and that's it.
Kindle runs our books and budget, by the way.
I don't know
which is
why
we can't give you prizes if you email.
All right, number 2 is Twilight. It's actually already grossed more than Four Christmases. It's at $138 million.
Who's watching this thing? Seriously,
21-year-old girls.
I don't think people are listening to us, right? Talking about how
bad it was. Yeah, the 3 people who did listen already saw it. So.
Yeah, and I mean, go see it.
Number 3 and 4, I really don't feel like we need to discuss. It's Bolton, Australia.
Oh, I saw Australia.
How was it?
It was like seven movies. Like, you think the thing is ending, but no, they're starting another story every like 10 minutes. It's ridiculous, but it's good if you like cinematography and all that stuff and all the technical aspects of it.
Number 5 is Quantum of Solace, and that's actually grossed the most. It's $151 million right now.
James Bond, right?
This was really weird for a James Bond movie. It threw me off because the first scene was the best. There was a ridiculous car chase. James Bond got with several girls throughout the movie.
Word.
And then there was a couple, like he could shoot the flies off of a wing. There's a little shout out to Wanted.
The flies off of a wing he needed or wings to kill, off of a fly?
The wings off a fly.
Ah, okay.
But then whenever he needed to kill the person he needed to kill, he couldn't shoot for the life of him.
That sounds like a movie I've seen before. Maybe yeah.
Spaghetti Westerns.
Like 20 that, times
yeah,
before.
Yeah, maybe the last 12 James Bond.
Yeah.
Six was Madagascar, Escaped Africa.
Is it sad that I've seen like all of these movies?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All of them and Chalooza. None with a Girl.
Yeah.
Seven is Transporter. 8 is Punisher. 9 is Cadillac Records. And 10 is Role Models.
Role Models is... terrible.
Not worse. Not worse.
Is it bad that I haven't seen any of those movies?
No, it's not, because none. I'm not jumping off my chair to be like, Josh, you need to go see some of these movies, because I think we're at that stage where people just make movies for the sake of making movies. You know, yeah. I have $6 million lying around. Let's make a movie.
All right, real quick, Tate. Best movie you've ever seen.
Oh.
Best movie I've
best
ever
movie.
Seen.
If you were stuck on an island with one movie that you can only watch on repeat forever
and ever. I always go with Lion King, and people make fun of me because I'm from Africa. Don't make that
Africa
joke.
He's from Africa.
You see. I like Lion King. I think it's the simplicity of the movie, and I can watch it over and over again and sing those songs.
Josh?
I would say either Shawshank Redemption or Sleepers.
You can't take two.
Okay, this isn't one of those things at the gas station. It's like two for one.
You're taking one movie.
One okay. Movie, dude. And I'm not talking about like a trilogy either.
I want all the Lord of the Rings.
Elf.
Elf. That was not even on your list of two. I'm gonna go with. To End All Wars. Not many people have seen it.
Oh, come on. Are you trying to get brownie points from that? You can't see that more than like twice.
I love it.
I want to change mine to Memoirs of a Geisha.
Okay.
The Notebook. That's mine. The Notebook.
Moving right along. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. Hey, we're gonna go over the hottest holiday gifts right now. We're in the Christmas season, but it's December 12th. Is that what today is?
People, I cannot stress this enough. Do not go broke because of Christmas. That is ridiculous.
Unless you can afford it.
I'll take back the present I bought for you.
What? What'd you buy me?
No.
All right, the hottest gifts. This is for him. We're going to go for her next week or next time. But for him, the number one gift, and this is from hottestholidaygifts.com. I don't know if this is necessarily in any order. It doesn't say 1, 2, 3, but it just says them. So the number one is the Swiss Army knife. It's more than just a knife. It's a multitude of tools.
That thing's been around forever.
I don't even know if they're still making polls on that.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I bought one last week for myself.
You did what?
What do you need
Why?
One for?
Why?
For life.
For life. Just to feel like you have a knife in your back pocket.
Before last week, can you name one time where you were like, man, I wish I had a Swiss Army knife.
Well, what more could I have? Example, I was on a shoot with my friend Jesse, and we were
and
in
by
an
shoot,
old...
you mean running down the side of the street with guns to the side.
A video shoot.
Oh.
And we were in a building that used to be an Albertsons, and they had this sign that said, Welcome to Albertsons. And Jesse, who had his Swiss Army knife, was able to steal the sign because he had a screwdriver built in right there. He walked out the door with a sign.
So wait, you're confessing like three felonies right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right.
No,
technically we are
breaking and entering.
But
technically we had rights or owned
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So you bought a Swiss Army knife in order to
number
steal
two
signs.
Is tools.
Tools.
I tried to cut you off there. It says a man can never have too many tools. Fair enough.
Okay.
Number three is a Logitech Harmony remote control. If the guy you're shopping for has a lot of different remote controls for his electronic devices, the Logitech Harmony series of remotes is one of the best universal remote controls on the market.
Oh.
Yeah, and he'll still lose it.
Yeah. Number four is an official NFL jersey. Does anybody know who the number one jersey is right now?
Tony Romo, probably.
Still Tony Romo?
That's what I would guess. I guess.
Will you Google that real quick?
I will Google that
or
real
Jessica
quick.
Simpson and Tony Romo.
Okay.
Do they have those out yet?
I bet they do.
That's funny.
We need a girl on the show.
Yeah. All right, number five is the Flip Video Minnow HD. The easiest to use camcorder, now in HD.
Do guys need mini stuff? I mean, I feel like I would break a mini video recorder. That just doesn't make any sense.
I think Zoolander when I think mini. Like a little phone.
That phone was kind of ridiculous.
It compensates with the HD, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. And then we got a flat panel TV, Blu-ray player, laptop computer, and then a surprise at the end is an Omaha steak.
Ooh.
Like just a single steak. As a Christmas
present. There's the finest steaks that you can buy.
You're going to buy someone meat for Christmas.
I take it.
I take it, too.
Really?
I love steak.
Yeah. Y'all,
what do we come up with on jerseys?
It's coming. I mean, it's taking a while. You know.
What, the end of the season?
He's
going
to come back to that. Let's, real quick, we're going to hop over to our segments, our weekly segments. Josh, you want to go first?
Yeah. My segment is how to. This week, for your... dating pleasure, or for the lack thereof, I'm going to go over how to lose a girl on the first date. Ooh. Number one, tell her how much she reminds you of your last girlfriend. Number two, ask her for her ring size and say, would you be able to tell the difference between cubic zirconium and a real diamond?
I feel like that could happen on any... I would do that. Seriously.
And you are dating...
Nobody.
Okay.
I think
number
that's the problem, right?
Number three. Compliment her on her shoes, and then tell her it's because you like big feet. Number four.
Now, I'd like to
you stop on
ask a question real quick. Are these all, like, tried?
Number
you know
four. Number four. If she has blue eyes... Stare deeply and tell her that blue eyes mean that there's no pigmentation in her eyes and that you can see her frontal lobe and you like it a lot.
Like that?
Just like that.
I like it a lot.
A lot. And stare really deep. Creepy. Don't blink.
I feel
you
like that's something
it.
That would have been in Twilight.
Yeah. That's
I keep going
true.
Back to this movie. Someone's going to hit me. But I mean, carry
on. Okay, you're screwing up my segment. Number five. This is my last one on how to lose a girl on the first date. When she takes her first sip of water, say, I kissed a guy and I liked it. And that's how you'll never get a second date.
Well, you are not getting many first dates, so I don't know.
I'm just saying. All right.
Okay, cool.
All right, Tate, you want to talk to us?
Yeah, I want to talk to you. My segment is called I Am Not an Expert, But. And I'm not an expert, but. What's with side hugs? I mean, seriously, what is that? Can you, is that something that you do to people you don't like an out-of-town relative you haven't seen in like 10 years, like, hey, I love you, and give them a side hug. If you're going to hug a person, hug the person. Don't side hug the person, because side hugging is just, I find it annoying, and it just makes me feel like you don't like me. And if you don't like me, that's okay with me. Give me a high five. Don't side hug me.
Ooh, I give a lot of high fives. That does not mean I don't like
I give a lot of side hugs. I like a lot of people. Is there anything to be said that maybe it's respectful, particularly of women? Like, you don't want to just...
A hug is a hug. You can manipulate it.
You
want to
be respectful in your body language, and let's not be naive in what comes in contact.
What are you doing when you're front-hugging women? Are you, like, rubbing their backs and doing all sorts of...
Well, it is what it is.
I would say I don't really get comfortable hugs ever. Because I'm on crutches or a wheelchair. So if I'm on my crutches and somebody comes in for a hug, my arms are tied up, and I'm a short guy. So I am in one of two places.
Uh-huh.
I'm in an armpit or a lady's area, which I should never be in unless we are married. And it's very awkward. So side hugs are fine by me. Actually prefer just a high five.
What Josh is saying is a side hug is the only way he ever... Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
I have no clue what
not
that
sure
was.
I was
going to
say, like, never mind.
But I can see his eyes.
Okay, but all I'm saying is I'm not an expert, but if you want to show someone that you like them, don't give them a side hug. Unless they expressly request it. So for Kendall, just always give them side hugs. If it's me, don't give me a side hug. I'm not an expert.
There you go. Hey, I wanted to bring up a topic, and this I feel like could lead on to a good conversation. I would argue that chick flicks have ruined relationships for most of America.
Amen.
Agreed.
gives girls and it gives guys unrealistic expectations of the way life is, and unfortunately, that's not the way life is.
Amen.
So wait, you're saying that we don't, like, you know, storm the castle gate, run up there, go kill the dragon, and then meet this girl for the very first time, and we don't just fall in love and live happily ever after?
No, then you get the police called on you today. Try it. Try it, Josh.
First of all, storming into people's houses is just...
Yet we are still... Let's go back to Twilight. We are still advocating this creepiness.
Hey, look, I don't... chick flicks are one of those things. Like, I watched one recently. It's called P.S. I Love You, and... That will wreck any relationship. This guy dies. And even after death, he's still sending
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. He's still sending his girlfriend stuff and, like, flowers and planning all these trips. He's dead.
We're going to have some young widows getting mad at their husbands for not getting letters.
dead men can't do that. I'm just putting it out there. It makes it hard for us alive men. To get,
yeah, how can we live up to that?
Girls, or girl, I guess there's one that listens to this. If you disagree or agree, please shoot us an email. Let us know why we're wrong. We'll just confirm that we're right. We are.
We're experts.
Most guys are. So,
all right, guys. Well, it's been another great time with y'all. We're speaking in the future.
Yes.
And it's about time to wrap up. Any last words? Any closing thoughts?
You should say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mom.
No, I have no thoughts going through my head at all.
I just think that we're awesome. I don't know. I have no thoughts.
All right, well, that's the end of the humility corner. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. If you listened all the way through, we really appreciate it. We're excited that you're giving us the time, and we hope you have a great week.
Hey, send us topic ideas.
Yeah, please do. If you have something you'd like to hear our opinions on, shoot us an email. It's probably the best way to do it. We want to fill up that inbox. They gave us like 400 megs. And
boom. That ain't no joke.
Yeah.
So shoot us a topic. We'd love to hear it. And
we got a couple that we're working on that we've been shot.
Also, Facebook group. We have a Facebook group out there.
Yes. True. It is called All About the Amateur Experts. It's actually All About Them Amateur Experts.
Was Amateur Experts already taken?
No, but I just thought it'd be cool to be all about them amateur experts.
It's going to be a hard search.
Just type in amateur experts and it should come up because it's spelled incorrectly on purpose.
All right. Well, we don't want to take any more of y'all's time. Hey, y'all have a great week and we look forward to talking to y'all next week. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Deuces.
Dance to this. It's supposed to be.